So, yeah, settling in our posture. Hi, Deborah. We'll start with some deep breath, actually, deep in the belly. So, breathing in. Allowing the breath to come all the way to the belly. And then breathing out, squeezing, squeezing the belly to expel the air as much as possible. Let's do a good seven breath like that together. The full breath in the belly and on the out breath. Expelling all the air, squeezing out. As we get to the fifth breath, we can squeeze out more and more air. And one last breath, really squeezing out all the air from the belly. Then remaining in the belly. Aware of the sensations there. And as we've done some deep breathing, there's probably more sensations than usual, tingling, more awareness in the belly. Can be aware of a connection with the ground under our bottom and open that connection with the ground, opening the boundary at the bottom of our body, at the bottom of our pelvis, letting our awareness drop into the earth. We can start by dropping just a few feet below, a couple of feet below. Then dropping further. Four, 5 feet. 6 feet, 10 feet, twenty feet, 20 feet. Yeah, dropping down into the vastness of the earth below. Let us both like a solid support for you. Feeling that support. Feeling the affinity. That vast earth energy presence. We are of the earth. The earth is part of the body of the Buddha. Ourselves drop into that. Further down. And for some of you, it might be useful to imagine your roots going down and down, further and further. Sense what it feels like, the earth. There's a peacefulness. A vastness. An emptiness. So, providing more and more with that presence of the earth. Fundamental energy of life. Which holds the fundamental qualities of the Buddha. And the out-breath going further into the earth. And on the in-breath, starting to bring some of those qualities back into your lower butt belly. And keeping your mind, your awareness in the earth below. Resting in the vastness And the peace, the openness. I'm breathing some of that, or all of it, back in your body, your lower abdomen. And gradually dividing your awareness between the big ground below and your lower belly. You're breathing in that spaciousness, that peace. Openness, infinite openness. Seeing the attraction between your being and the earth. Like a continuous dream of awareness, no boundaries. Just breathing into the lower belly. Aware of the space there. Open space. Letting that space open up. And if we find ourselves thinking, we can bring our thoughts into that space. Surrender those concepts, those views into that space, letting them be absorbed. Letting go of the awareness of the earth. I'm just focusing on the lower belly. Well, in as much as we can let go of the earth that's still there, we still know that now. Sensing into that space that is just space, opening no particular boundaries, no particular shape. Surrendering into the space, the openness, the peace. And allowing it to overflow upwards along the spine. That corridor of space in front of the spine filling up. Where's that light from the lower belly? All those qualities we're connected with. Openness, the filling up. And the corridor in front of the spine, up to the solar plexus. Up behind the heart. Up in front of the throat. Up to the back of the head. Maybe we can already sense a alignment in our posture as a result of aligning with open awareness. We can let the ears travel back over our shoulders a little and the chin to drop a little. Opening the back of the neck. And sensing how that opens that middle corridor. Allowing that corridor space to be bigger. Brighter. Vast. If we lose the connection, we can come back to the lower belly. Sense of peace or groundedness somehow. In all that spaciousness, there's a safety. There's a warmth. Can radiate through the whole body. I can surrender into that space. Allowing that open awareness to just suffuse, permeate, surrendering the conceptual body into it. Nothing to do. No body to be. No body to become. Resting in the openness, and recognizing those qualities. Of peace, of safety, and vastness. As being your true body, your true self. And aware of the heart, including the heart, so there's an emotional tone to discovering your own openness. And its potential. Sort of energetic manifestation of that wisdom. Wonder what the energetic manifestation will be for you today. It could be love, compassion, or energy, clarity. Equanimity. So within the field of awareness, the heart manifests. This is the body of the Buddha. Abiding in the body of the Buddha. Boundless, blissful. Utterly here. Utterly safe. Letting go of practicing altogether. Letting go of trying to do anything if we were. As we're preparing to bring the meditation to an end, can just rest in an ordinary way. Maybe reflecting on the practice, how that was for you. How you feel now, how you are, what you know. Yeah, gradually letting go of the meditation altogether. Though obviously, don't have to let go of the body of the Buddha and remain abiding. Opening your eyes when you're ready. So we're going to have a 10-minute tea break.